Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Welcome to Hip Hop Save the Horn Section podcast for Comic Relief. Yes, Comic Relief and Acast are teaming up to bring your favourite podcasters, that's Ramesh, together for the Red Nose Day podcast mashup. Let's face it, guys, we all need a laugh right now. Am I right?
Yeah.
How right?
So right.
Absolutely right.
And your laugh, listeners, can help create change around the country and around the world. Even the smallest amount can make a difference. So please give what you can at comicrelief.com/podcast mashup. Stop!
Woohoo!
This is the Hip Hop Save the Horn Section podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Sit back, because it's time for the podcast. The Hip Hop Save the Horn Section podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Sit back, because it's time for the podcast. The Hip Hop Save the Horn Section podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Sit back, because it's time for the podcast. This is the Hip Hop Save the Horn Section podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Sit back, because it's time for the podcast. The Hip Hop Save the Horn Section podcast. Oh, hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Hip Hop Horn.
Ben, give us a beat. Straight away. Quick smart. How are you doing, guys? Are you up for this? How cool is it going to be? Yeah. How cool are you guys? Give me a number. Give me a number. How cool are you? Mark, how cool are you?
Ben.
Yeah, Ben, how cool are you?
7.
Yeah, the pianist, how cool are you?
6.5.
Willip, how cool are you?
1.
Joe, how cool are you?
None.
Me? Oh, thanks for asking. I'm 99 on the coolometer, and that's because the coolometer has only got 2 digits. I'm cool to the max. Let's go straight over and meet Ramesh.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We're doing this thing for Comic Relief. I'll try to explain it and I'll try to be brief. This is a mashup with another podcast. It's with Ramesh at last. So it's hip hop and jazz, which is also known as the Hip Hop Save the Horn Section podcast. Hip Hop Save the Horn Section podcast. Hip Hop Save the Horn Section podcast. Hip Hop Save the Horn Section podcast.
First of all, let's get things this out of the way. Mm-hmm. I really like what you're wearing. Your hoodie. Is it a hoodie? Is it a hoodie or the top of a... It's not the top of a onesie, is it?
No, it's a yellow hoodie. It's bright yellow with lots of sundials on it.
What was the thought process behind buying it? I mean, I'm saying that as somebody that loves it, but...
Well, I can't remember buying it. It was many years ago, and currently I'm trying to wear a different outfit every day to jazz up my home life.
Oh, right.
And this is one of the last things I've got at the back of the cupboard. And my wife hates it, and I like it. It's very comfortable.
I really like it.
I think it's quite out of character for me.
I don't think it is.
You're not?
No, I think, when I think of you, I think sort of sunshine and somebody that's fully aware of what time it is.
It's got poppers.
That's nice. Right.
Well, look, you can have it if you want, Ramesh. Honestly, I don't really like it, and nor does anyone in my family.
I would love it.
Will I get anything in return if I send this to you? I don't massively like what you're wearing.
Okay. I mean, I could send you a photo of me in it. Would you get a sense of satisfaction from that?
No, I want an article of clothing, please.
I've got a Nike French Football Federation boiler suit that I can send you?
Yes, please.
You like that?
Yes, please.
You want that? Yeah,
yes.
You do. Okay,
there should,
great.
There should be a way where we shouldn't have to spend as much postage if we're both getting something. If we can meet in the...
Can you meet halfway?
No, no, I don't know.
I,
don't
we'd have to, I guess we'd have to arrange for the delivery guys to meet halfway. I guess that's how it would work.
Yeah, if I send my guy and you send yours to the, a spot in the middle, that should save us some cash. I don't know. I'm quite grateful to you for doing this. I feel like our podcast might have more to gain than your podcast.
What I would say about the Horn Section podcast is that people I know who aren't in comedy or sort of in anything to do with anything I do for love the podcast. You know, it passes the talked about in the street test. You know, a lot of people are talking about the Horn Section podcast. Whereas when I say to people I do a podcast called Hip Hop Saved My Life, they say not only have I not heard of it, it doesn't feel like something I'd want to listen to. So.
Yeah, but I think your caliber of guest. Who were your last three guests that you've recorded?
Maya Jammer.
Yeah.
Shaggy.
Yeah.
And then who was it before that? Oh, Edith Bowman.
Edith Bowman.
Okay. Well, we've had Nick Farrow, who's my accountant, Rachel Horn, who's my wife, and Kat Merchant, who's my wife's PT. Instructor.
Is that because of lockdown or just the general?
No. Actually, they were pre-lockdown.
And what's the most popular out of those three for listens?
Nick Farrow. He's a great accountant. And also, last time I had a meeting with him, he only had one ear because he had to have it chopped off for an operation, and then they were putting it back on the next day.
Wow. What was wrong?
So
with
he's an interesting
guy. Is that true?
Yeah. They chopped it off and they sewed it back on again. I don't know why they left a gap of a day.
I have pulled out of podcast records because I'm feeling slightly tired. He was missing an ear and he continued with the recording.
Well, that was for a meeting, not a podcast. But we're in a cafe and he had a big sort of bandage around his head.
Right, OK.
Ours is a music podcast. So is yours, I suppose, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
There's no suppose about it.
we describe it, Romesh, as a sideways look.
Oh, lovely.
No. First of all, no. What happened was that's something we said... as a joke on the lot, and now for some reason it's stuck with Rupert. No, keeps telling everybody that will listen it's we're doing a sideways look at hip hop.
You know what it is then, Alex? Yes or no?
Well, I've listened to it quite a bit. I went through a little phase during I don't know which lockdown, maybe lockdown one, the classic, of doing workouts with my wife's PT instructor in the garden, listening to people who I thought would inspire me, like Eddie Hearn and KSI. So, It felt slightly sideways, not completely like at an angle, like 30 degrees, maybe.
Skew width.
Sometimes you were looking directly at hip hop, I think.
it's very much a head-on look at hip hop.
Oh, guys, this is so exciting, isn't it? It's a mashup. I've got a list of mashups I want to happen, so I'm going to read them out.
The dream mashups.
The potato episode has been delayed because of my father. Ed, is it Ed? Ed?
Can be.
Can you play some smiley piano? Smiley piano. I'll tell you all about my favourite mashups, and you can all say if you agree with them. Oh, now what about a mashup? So it's rugs, but it's not just a rug. There's also a pillow attached to it, so it's like a rug bed. Is that a cool mashup?
That's brilliant.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Like Aladdin.
Oh, what about this one? It's like a hairdresser's, but you go in there, and it's also like a hardware shop. What about that one?
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, what about darts? So it's professional darts, but also those guys sing choruses from songs after every triple 20.
That's a brilliant idea.
Good mashup. What about a big water park, but also there's trampolines at the sides of the pool, so you bounce in and there's bubble bath everywhere and the water's really hot and the singing darts guys are there as well and it's also a hardware shop. And there's Rick Astley and Avicii. Guys?
It's a brilliant idea. It's
pretty good about the hardware.
There we go. Well, that's the end of my mashups.
You're like Elon Musk.
Pardon?
You like Elon Musk?
I love Elon Musk with these ideas.
You're a hell of a Musk.
I think someone's phone's ringing.
It's very marimba. Can you stop it, please? Right. I think it's time we played an absolute banger. We've had a lot of hip-hop chat so far. We haven't stopped going on about it. But we also play other types of music. And today we're going to hear from the Tough Boys. You've written a song... for this mashup for Comic Relief. What's the song? What's the song called?
It's called No Chairs.
Whoa! No chairs at all.
Well, let's find out.
Let's find out. Yes, let's hear your stupid song right now.
To do it, but I fear I've left it far too late. I'll just have to keep on smiling through it, even when I'm in a dreadful state. I tried so many times that I feel so ashamed. Most of my friends seem to think I'm insane. They see me and turn away, they won't hear what I say, but I know I can't change. No chairs, no chairs, no chairs in the house. No, we've got no chairs, no chairs, and we don't care. We don't want them around. It's something that runs in the family. We've never liked sitting down. Everyone is happier standing, even when we're in the lounge. My mother had no chairs and my dad had no chairs. My granddad had no chairs and my grand had no chairs. My aunties didn't have chairs. My uncles didn't have chairs. My brothers didn't have chairs. My nieces didn't have chairs. My nephews didn't have chairs. My cousins didn't have chairs. No, we had no chairs, no chairs, no chairs in the house. We had no chairs, no chairs, and we don't care. We don't want them around. The world would be a great place. We'd have so much more space if we got rid of the chairs. So stand up with me now, or just sit on the ground to show that you care.
Everyone on your feet. We're gonna stand up to chairs.
Let's take a stand against chairs.
Yeah, kick your chairs. Just gently kick your chairs.
We'll have no chairs, no chairs, not a chair in the world. We'll have no chairs. We get up our own chairs. Not a chair in the world.
Blimey, that was exhausting.
Yeah, let's have a sit down.
It's nice to take the weight off.
Oh, lovely acting at the end from the brothers.
Yeah, yeah. The brothers tough.
The brothers sometimes like to do a joke at the end.
Are they going
to
do that now?
And this was no exception.
Wow, tough guys. I mean, it's lovely stuff. Let's go over to Ramesh Ranganathan and see what he thinks of that song. I've got three questions about music for you, Ramesh.
Okay, go for it.
This is what we sometimes ask our guests. When you shut your eyes, I want you to do it now, actually, Ramesh. If you shut your eyes and completely clear your mind, what's the first song that pops into your head? First song?
Kendrick Lamar and Rihanna, Loyalty.
Gone for Kenny now. My resume is real enough for 2 millennium. A better way to make a way, start defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again. I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now. Only for the dollar sign.
Oh, that's quite a cool one, is it?
I don't know.
I was hoping something awful would come out, but that's...
Oh, is that what the idea of that... let me
Well, just to see what's lurking in the background sometimes.
Turtle rap.
Is that a cool one? It might be. It doesn't sound as cool as Kendrick
That's
Lamar.
That's Turtle Rap, which is by Partners in Crime, and it's on the soundtrack of the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, that's more like it.
On the half shell, they're the heroes for. In this day and age, who could ask for more? The crime wave is high, with muggings mysterious. All police and detectives are furious, because they can't find the source of this lethally evil force. This is serious, so give me a quarter. I was a witness, get me a report. Turtle power.
So that's bubbling away in the background, is it?
On the half shell, we're the heroes four. In this day and age, who could ask for more? The crime wave is high, with muggings mysterious, and the police and detectives are furious because they can't find the source of this lethally evil force. I can't remember the next
one. That's Alex, that is the first time he's ever rapped on a podcast, genuinely.
No way.
Yeah, he refused to do it from day one. So that's comic relief for you. Anything else?
That's comic relief
Listen,
for you.
Listen, anything for the children, guys. If that means I've got to spit a hot eight from the turtle rap, then so be it.
OK, what song, Ramesh, do you want us, the horn section, to play at your funeral? We'll be at the back with our instruments, and we will play something in whatever style you want. And we'll probably play at the end of this if you want. Any song at all.
OK. Any song at all? God, that's a difficult question.
But, you know, you've got your mourners there. I think you've died at 60. So it's, you know, they're fine with it, probably.
Could you do, what are you going to say, Rupert?
I'm saying all the family are there, because you won't.
Yeah, all the family are there.
Yeah.
I don't think all of them would be there.
Yeah, I think so.
There's some issues, ongoing issues.
Oh, really? Well, some of them might be dead as well, of course.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully. I don't mean hopefully in that way. I just mean, you know, you'd sort of hope to outlive some of them.
Actually, I think you might make mid-70s, mightn't you?
Do you know, actually, Alex, if we really want to get into this, I don't think I'm going to live much beyond 62, 63, if I'm lucky.
No, that's cool.
Is what I think, just sort of based on the sort of history of heart manufacture in the male side of my family. It's not great.
That's what's going, is it? The big one.
How many more comic reliefs is that? Four?
Jesus, when you think about it in comic reliefs, that's...
You're thinking of the Olympics, aren't you, Rupert?
I am thinking of the Olympics. Comic reliefs every 2 years. Right?
Yeah,
what a damning indictment of your perceived future of comic relief.
Comic relief once a decade, isn't it? Comic relief. You got one more. This is your penultimate relief.
I would love Mama Said Knock You Out, please, Alex.
Yes.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my peers. Foot suffers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion.
And do you want us to do that in our own sort of style?
Like, yeah, absolutely in your own sort of style, yeah.
Okay. Which is weirdly how he dies.
Mama Said Knock You Out.
Knock You Out by LL Cool J.
And what do the L's stand for? And what does the J stand for, Ramesh?
Ladies Love Cool James.
Do they?
Mm. Apparently, I mean, it's sort of a claim he's made for many years now.
Ladies Love Cool James. I mean, that's... It's good that he's abbreviated that.
It's such a shit name, isn't it?
Horrible.
I would have gone LLCJ as well. Why keep the cool? Or Ladies LCJ.
Yeah, Ladies LCJ is great. It sounds like a rapper and sort of a local convenience store.
Hey, man, what's your favourite hip-hop album?
So, question number one. What's your favourite hip-hop album of all time?
Mm. Did I send you an answer to this?
You did, yeah.
I might have changed my mind.
Do you know what the answer that you sent? Do you want to know
what the
answer
was? It was Westwood's one.
Yeah, Westwood's Hip Hop Club Bangers.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And you can listen to the whole thing as one 74-minute track if you want. That's an option.
Is it all mixed together?
It's all mixed, and it starts off as you expect it would start off, with some sound effects.
Nice.
I think it's...
Let's drop the bomb on this one.
Yeah, yes. and then he beeps his
bang
horn
those
as well,
cell block. Yeah, bang those cell block doors. Black doors? Bang those cell block doors.
But I also like... now that's what I call Hip Hop 2004.
Ah.
I don't know that album.
Well, it's got sort of real proper hip-hop people like Black Eyed Peas on it.
Mm.
With Shut Up, the album version.
Are you being serious now?
Yeah. It's got Fat Man Scoop. It's got Khalees. It's my sort of thing.
How long did that run for?
That's exactly the type of album that would infuriate me. You know, you're just sort of like, this is what they're classifying as hip hop this year, is it? I mean, nothing wrong with Khalees. Khalees is great.
Right. But you must like Beanie Man.
It's not got Beanie Man on it.
Featuring Ms. Thing. Yes, it has.
And what song's that?
It's number 14. It's Dude. It's 14 on the album.
Okay.
You want your proper fix? Call me. You want to get your kicks? Call me. You want your cheese tricks? Call me. May I be remix? Call me. From the other days, like I play some boy, I play. We hear the girls calling, hear the girls bawling, hear the girls crying out.
It's got quite a bit of Snoop Dogg. It's my way in. It's better than nothing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is better than nothing. It's certainly better than Tom Davis on this podcast. So well done for that.
I mean, if I was completely, I was sort of, I suppose, trying to find a slightly funny answer. My genuine answer would probably be Beastie Boys, something like Communication, something like that. Or, yes, like when I was at school, we listened to a lot of Cypress Hill because we thought that was cool. So can I give them as my more genuine answer? Are they all right?
They're both great.
They're both excellent, yeah.
I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind. I did listen to Cypress Hill again to sort of revisit it, and it's probably been 20 years. It's a funny voice,
which album are you talking about? The Black Sundays.
I don't even know the name of the album. It's whatever one has Insane in the Brain and
Black Sunday.
Is that their first one or not? I don't know.
That's their second one. So their first one was self-titled, and then Black Sunday. But it's so mad that, because that voice. Like, I love Be Real. That's Be Real you're talking about. I love his voice. I just always, I don't know if we talked about this before, I always wonder what it was like in the studio the first time he decided to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I guess they just let him do it. And say, okay.
Yeah, but once it's been accepted that that's how he does it, that's fine. But the first time he does it, just imagine one of the producers going, sorry, man, are you... So is that a deliberate thing or... Are you just feeling quite nasal today? Because I know this is how I... Because he doesn't talk... He obviously doesn't talk... I mean, it'd be incredible if he did talk like that, but he obviously
doesn't
talk.
He's from Yorkshire,
like
isn't he?
Yeah, that's it, exactly right. And he puts on this sort of high-pitched South Central LA thing for... yeah, it's so, like it takes real courage, I think, to go, I'm gonna do it like this.
I haven't listened to it since... Yeah, and it really struck me how weird he sounded. But also, it's pretty... The beat, the background music. What's the technical term for that, Ramesh? Whatever the
production,
yeah, it's brilliant. The music's really good.
It's great. Yeah,
I don't know if it's all samples or if that's what one of them.
It's very sample heavy. DJ Muggs, isn't it? Did the production?
Yeah, I think it was good. Muggs. Yeah, in the end.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot of stuff for Comic Relief this year as well, of course.
Yeah, he is. He's doing a crossover album with. I can't even bother to finish up.
Ed Sheeran.
But also, I mean, the trouble is I haven't bought an album for such a long time, and it's a real, because of how things have changed, which means we can't make any money as a band anymore because no one buys an album. Why would you buy an album?
Well, it's, do you know The Roots? Are you aware of The Roots?
I am aware of The Roots, and I wish my band were as black as they are because I think it helps that TV show. Whereas if it's me and my band, we can't get commission.
I think the Roots before they became Fallon's house band, they were like, they were releasing amazing albums. I mean, they've consistently made incredible music, but they just said they have to tour it because that's the only way they can make any money off of this music. So it's literally you are making albums to basically justify people coming to see you on the new tour, so that it's,
well, we released
so
an album at Christmas and we sold more tea towels than albums. We released them both on the same day. And people just say, well, I need a tea towel.
Yeah.
So we're mainly making kitchen items from now on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Over the years, your Red Nose Day donations have made life better for people all across the world. You've helped some of the most vulnerable people in society find safety and support and turn their lives around. But in a year when everything changed, people already living the toughest lives were hit the hardest. We've lost a lot, but we still have the power to change each other's lives through kindness and laughter. Please help us make this Red Nose Day the best yet. Head to comicrelief.com/podcastmashup or text COMIC to 70205 to give £5 and support people living incredibly tough lives right now.
Oh, Romesh and I are getting on so well, and this seems like a very natural podcast. So it's time to play my favourite game. Yes, it's time for our new regular feature, The Magic Song. The Magic Song. Yes, this is where I listen to a song on my headphones, and I try to sing along to it, and then the band have to guess what song I'm singing. And this week, because we're doing a mashup called Hip Hop Saved the Horn Section Podcast, I thought I'd give my credibility the shot in the arm, which is a topical reference to the vaccination programme, which is the biggest the NHS has ever attempted to put on. It had to happen because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The roadworks.
It needed. I'm going to be singing along to some classic hip-hop songs, guys.
Great.
Woo-hoo. Cool. Yeah.
Get ready. Buzz in with your instruments when you think you know what classic hip-hop song I'm listening to. I need the song and artist. Here we go. Good luck, everyone. The winner gets a green T-shirt, just so you know.
Oh, great.
Okay. Right, here we go. Number one. Here we go. This dance is over. Got all the sexy people. All you fly motherfuckers. You're going to dance. Dance, I say. Sultan. We're in effect. Babe, cooling. Knocking up a sweat. Come on, girls. Yes, we've got someone buzzed in. That's a pianist.
It's Salt and Pepper.
It is. And what's the song?
Push It.
It is Push It by Salt and Pepper.
Nice. Great.
You used to be a really big fan of Salt and Pepper, didn't you, Ed? I'm sure you've mentioned them quite a few times.
No, it's anyway. Just my favourite condiments.
Lovely, lovely, lovely joke. Guys, Ben, what do you think of the joke?
Didn't mind it at all.
I mean, was there a slight sense that it was lingering in the air for about 10 minutes before he said it?
There was a build.
Like all great jokes.
The timing, okay. Though, was absolutely perfect.
The timing was wonderful. Right, here's the second one. Right, here we go. On the wall. Can it be my... Yes, you buzzed in.
It's Three is a Magic Number by De La Soul.
It's not Three is a Magic Number. I will carry on singing.
Is it De La Soul, though?
I'm not telling you. On the wall. Tell me what the thing will be. What's that? What's that? Yes, you've already guessed. What's the thing? The soul. When the sick to burr, if the people didn't sit and try when it comes to me. So an eye. It's just.
No.
Do, 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 do. It's just me, myself, and I. Do, 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 do. Yes, someone's buzzed in.
It's me, myself, and I.
Yes, that's the worst thing I've ever done, I think. Mark, you get the points. Well done.
Oh, great.
So it's one to Mark, one to the pianist so far. There's three left. I'm looking forward to seeing this one. Okay. Right, here we go. I will again do the instrumental bit. Here we go. Hit me. Putting it down, I'm the hottest round. I told
Ben.
You all, mother.
Oh. Ooh,
button, yes?
Oh, no, I don't know who it is. Sorry. I know the song, but I have no idea who it is.
Oh, that means I can keep going. Good. Okay. 2, 3, 4. Putting it down, I'm the hottest round. Darling mother. Ooh. Stop me now. Do me now. 20 rounds. You want me? Come and get me now. It's now. Biggie, biggie bounce. Yes?
Missy Elliott.
With?
Work It?
No!
Ah.
This is my style. People holla.
Holla!
Around. And people jump around. Freak on. Oh, get your freak on. Go get your freak on.
Hello, freak on.
Oh, you've already guessed. Oh. Freak on. Yes, pianist.
Freak on.
Freakon.
No, I can't give you that. I need the exact title.
Get your Freakon.
Get your Freakon.
How are you spelling your?
Oh, good question. It's a secret.
Get yo, innit?
I'll give it to you for a secret. It's you are. She spelled it you are.
Oh,
get
really?
Get her a Freakon in the end.
We should get Missy Elliott on this. That would be brilliant.
She is. She's on next week.
Is she? Thank God.
That was an oversight. Should have got her on the episode.
Yeah. Oh, what a great idea.
All right, there's two left. I think we're all enjoying these. So, oh, yes, this is one. This is, we had this at the first dance at my wedding. Here we go. Ooh-ah, bum-bum, ba-da-da-da, ooh-ah, ooh-ah, dum-dum-da-da-da-da, yo, ooh-ah, dum-dum-da-da-da-da, ooh-ah, dum-dum-da-da-da-da. Just when we're in the morning, gotta thank God. Seems kind of odd. Bucking the dog, no smog. Mama cooked a breakfast with no hog. On, didn't pig out. I wanna dig out. Up the liver as I did though, thinking, will I live another 24? And make me top. If I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop, but the red light in sight. Ringy's all right. A bit from Kim, she can fuck all night.
Oh my God.
Fuck, are you all playing basketball? In court, I'm trouble. Last week, fucked around. I got a triple double. Like MJ, I can't believe. Today was a good day. No one?
Not really.
I think that was the title of the song. Today was a good day. It was a good day by...
Buddy Holly.
Ice Cube. We're definitely the right band for this, I think.
Yeah, we're all over this.
It's Ice Cube's biggest song, It Was a Good Day.
Never heard it. Or of it.
I mean, I really enjoyed it.
All right, last one. You will get this one. You definitely get this one. If you don't get this one...
Is it Eminem?
No, it's not Eminem.
Oh.
Right. Probably okay, not. Here we go. We're straight in. One, two, three, four. The Rat Patrol and the Gap Patrol. The casket's closed. Money, cash, hose. Oh, stupid. What type of facts are those? Zapatos. No, I'm like, fuck critics. You could kiss my whole asshole. I don't like my lyrics. You can press fast forward. Beef with radio if they don't. And I'll play my hits. I don't give a shit. I don't really take me as. Understand that the Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches. Oh, I got 99 problems. Bitch ain't one. Yes. Pianist.
99 problems.
Yes, you win. The pianist wins a green T-shirt.
How did you get that one, Ed?
I was just biding my time.
Who's it by?
JZ.
It was JZ, and I think I channeled him pretty well. Let's go back to Romesh and Alex. For the listener, our bassist Willip has arrived on the Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Rupert, you just let him in, did you? From the wait.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe wait till I asked you. No, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm happy to go back out if you want. You let me.
No, absolutely not. No. The only person that's done something wrong here is Rupert. Don't start feeling first.
Maybe I didn't read the email, but I thought you just said
you wouldn't read the room.
Just popped me.
Look, Romesh, Willip has met you before, and he's got an anecdote about when he met you. Would you like to hear the anecdote?
I'd love to hear it. Yeah, go for it.
Well, no, actually, it's not quite accurate. I saw you in the VIP room at the Wembley for the Gods of Rap tour.
Oh, God.
And I thought, should I go and speak to him? Because we have worked together. You guested with us once in Edinburgh, right? And we met briefly
in
Manchester.
Yeah.
But then I didn't talk to you because I thought, I know you because you're famous and you don't know me because I'm not famous, so I'm not going to.
End of anecdotes.
Yes.
Pretty good.
You definitely should have done, man. That's do you know what? Can I be honest with you? I don't know if you can hear the euphoria in my voice because I was so nervous that you were about to say I was going to come up to you, but you're behaving like such a fucking nuclear-level cockend that I thought I wouldn't bother.
So that's
no, no. It's more that I, yeah. You say I should definitely have done that, but I think Alex knows me well enough to know that I probably, for my own sake, probably shouldn't have done.
Yeah, so, if you'd seen me in that room, you would have worried about coming to talk to me. I think.
Yeah, I would have done. Yeah, yeah.
What did you think of that? Friends. What did you think of the Gods of Rap show?
How many words do you want, Ramesh? Because limit him. I think limit him to a word count here.
Okay. I didn't see De La Soul. I got there.
Wait, he's not giving you
that.
Your word count, will it?
Yeah, but okay.
110.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go on.
I missed De La Soul actually, which I was really disappointed about. And but then my main disappointment was that Flavor Flav wasn't there. I was expecting him to be there.
Yeah,
that was a big disappointment.
Do you want to focus on the bits that weren't big disappointments?
So it's quite fun the reaction to the Wu-Tang. Each time everyone came out, everyone was like, "Whoa, amazing! He turned up," you know.
Yeah,
every single person. It's like most bands; you just expect the band to turn up. But
with Wu-Tang Clan, it's a bit But what I found weird about that was, well, first of all, I was also disappointed that Flavor Flav wasn't there, but it was, you know, they were still good. De La Soul were great. Sorry, that sounded like I was saying that to Robin, but they were so good.
When
the Wu-Tang, this is the thing I thought about the Wu-Tang, is that when the RZA came out, I thought he looked so cool. He doesn't look like he's any older than the, you know, when they're, and they all came out and they all looked pretty much, and then the GZA came out and he looked like he'd just finished a shift at Dixon's or something.
He is working there now.
His outfit, just everything about it, was definitely like you thought, oh, he's doing something else during the days.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like he's supplementing his income here.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I was there with my brother, who's much more of a hip-hop sort of person than me. I just kept saying to him, so who's that? And he just kept repeating the same thing. That one's Ghostface Killer. You've asked me that about 10 times.
So. Is that who you call GZA, Ramesh?
No, the GZA is somebody different.
Is that his real? I know it's not his real name, but is that his real nickname? The GZA. So you got the Wizza and the GZA.
you got the RZA,
the RZA, right?
And you got the GZA, GZA.
God, that must be confusing for them.
It is really confusing because
that's something.
They're cousins. Yeah. There's also Bizza, Lizza, and Shizza.
My cousins are called William, Edmund, and George.
But abbreviated, they are called
Will, George, still, and Ed.
Yeah.
no Zeds at all in my family, actually.
No. And not in many families, actually. I don't think there's enough Zeds floating about.
Willip, do you like Willip's name, Willip? It's like Phil, but with
I
Will.
Love it. Mm. I love it. Willip.
And what Willip's done for you, Ramesh, he's because I'm out on my depths, he's come up with a hip-hop quiz, and it's you versus Rupert.
Okay,
but
great.
In about probably 4 WhatsApp messages, he's stressed to me that this is very hard and potentially far too long.
Okay, yes. Fine.
Basically, this is a game called Guess That Hip Hop Bassline. I've got some classic hip hop basslines, and you have to identify each of them. There are a total of 10 marks for each question, 1 mark for any of the following: the track name, the artist name, the year of release, and the album from which it came, and then a name of the song it was sampled from.
Wow.
And the name of the artist, and the year of that release, and the album from which that came. And then there's 2 extra bonus points if you can tell me the bass player.
Right. How many of these are there?
Is this
a period of time, or is it within the 90s, or I'm just curious?
No,
across the board.
Across the board. It kind of fits loosely in the hip hop period of time, but that's
so it's post the invention of hip hop and pre now.
My point is I sort of switched off after like 98, 99.
I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many songs? I think Ramesh is quite keen to work out how long this
There's
is going to take.
There's 9 songs, but I probably...
can tell he wants to get off.
But feel free to, you know, if you get bored, I mean, we'll just...
Can you hear
it
him properly then? Was it... Yeah.
No, I mean, it's slightly worrying that he's in... you know, bearing in mind we've got to identify these bass lines, will it? Yeah. Barely understand you talking at the moment with your shonky internet.
I think we'll just go. It doesn't matter. If you can't hear the drum beat, we'll make do. All right?
Okay, fine. Okay.
You've got to bear in mind, he's been sitting on this quiz for 14 years, and this is finally his chance.
Okay.
Bloody lockdown.
Okay, so we're going to alternate, I think. Ramesh first, and then Rupert for the next one, and we'll alternate. As I say, there are 9. It's probably too many, but...
oh, my God.
9 each? Okay,
No, 9 altogether.
It's good you picked an odd number for this alternation.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the other reason. So maybe we should keep it to 8. Okay, so here's the first one. All right, ready? 1, 2. This one's for Ramesh. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are we allowed to stop? Are we allowed to stop
yeah,
you?
Yeah, or yeah. This is hip hop.
Oh, okay.
You were nodding, right. Ramesh. You were nodding. You look some confidence.
Well, I think it's Warren G featuring Nate Dogg, Regular.
That's right. That's 2 points so far.
Thank you very much. And the bass player was... Album is Regulate G-Funk Era.
Yeah, that's 3 points. Alex,
he's getting into your quiz,
Will.
He's getting into your quiz.
Do you mind keeping score? If Alex could keep score.
Oh, I'd love to keep score. Yeah. I'd like to do that. I'd like to have a roll.
Okay, so that's three so far.
Year, I'm going to guess 1994.
Correct. That's four. Four out of four for the original track. And the track it was sampled from?
Is, I keep forgetting, is it Malcolm?
Yeah, that's one. Okay. For the track name, well done.
Oh yes, amazing. Well done.
That's
for the artist. Come on, you're almost there. I think
Malcolm.
Just make a noise after what you just said, and you'll probably fall into
Malcolm.
Yes, correct, Michael McDonald. Yeah, yeah. Right. And year of that? Any idea?
Right, so he's got 5 points so far out of a possible 10. What else has he not told you, Willett? Oh, he's gone.
Oh man, have we lost?
Oh, is this how Willip always operates in your podcast?
I've got five of these guys that I have to record with. And they're all... invited on this because he's the best. Willip! Well, it turns out you might have one question rather than nine. And you've won 5-0.
Oh, dear.
If you can hear us, Willip, do you want to turn off your camera?
Willip!
Might help a bit.
Willip!
He's gone.
There we go. That was a surprise.
I mean, I think that was enough, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we
got the idea. I like that he started with this one. This one's for you, Ramesh, like he was performing a very intimate gig.
And you put in as a request as well.
I mean, if we get him back, he can do one to Rupert, but there's no need for more than that, is there?
Fine. I was sort of too nervous of anything to listen.
But I should say to the listener, you could barely hear it.
Yeah,
he was stuttering away. And he's also not very good at the bass.
Is he not your bass player, though?
No? Oh, here he is. He's back. Good. Yes, Willip.
Oh, man. That was disappointing, wasn't it?
Do you want to give Rupert one, Will? See if you can.
Yeah.
Well, are you not going to say this one's for Rupert?
This one's for Rupert. For Rupert.
A bit stressed.
Yeah, so stressed.
Should know this. I think I know this.
Yeah.
Okay, how are you getting on?
Not great.
Oh, dear.
I definitely remember it. Not well enough to.
Do you get a point for confirming that you remember it?
I think
ringing some bells.
Yeah.
It's ringing some bells.
Okay, well, shall we throw it over to Ramesh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know this.
Okay.
This is, I think this is Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah,
right?
That's
there
right,
it is.
Yeah. Album and year?
Life After Death.
Yes, it is Life After Death, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So you both get a point for that.
Willip, you haven't sort of clarified. If it gets thrown over to me...
Yeah.
Is Rupert still allowed to answer the subsequent questions?
Yeah, I haven't thought that far ahead, I'm afraid.
You've thought quite a long way
ahead. Fight it out amongst yourselves. Any idea who it's sampled from?
Oh, not Kraftwerk, no.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's a nice idea, though.
They should have done that.
What is it? Who is it, Willip?
This is sampled from Herb Alpert.
Okay. Lovely.
Yeah.
Willip, is there an argument for... Because I'm... Should I tell you which bits I enjoy in this quiz?
Yeah, hit me.
I really like the bass bits and them saying what the song is. And that's it.
Okay.
And we can make it like a buzz around.
Yeah, all right, buzz around. Yeah, sure.
But I don't want to be rude or blunt. Willip,
I'm up for that. All right,
here we
go, then.
It's also because we were saying we might probably do this in an hour, but you're threatening to use most of that.
Sure. All right.
It is comic relief, though, so anything goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, fingers on buzzers.
Four, one.
Hypnotize.
Ramesh.
Oh. Yep. Ramesh.
Is it Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill Gang?
That's it. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is flying now. This is it. This is it.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
But this also who sampled it? Who played the original bass? Well, what album? Okay. What year?
Yes.
Who is the what studio did they record it in?
Okay. Here we go. This is the next one. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rupert.
Rupert, that's you, Rupert. Rupert, Rupert, you've buzzed in.
I didn't, but no, it wasn't me. I don't think it was me.
Well, it sounded like you.
I don't know this, and I don't think we're going to get it.
Okay, that was. It might be easier with a drum beat, that one, because it's kind of a weird one, if you couldn't hear the drum beat. Anyway, that's Champion by Kanye West.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Willett, why do you count yourself in? Can you not do that
I'm
in your
just
head?
Counting in because, for example, that one is kind of weird if you don't know where the drum beat is, and I'm conscious that you can't hear the drum beat.
I can see it, though. That's what I'm looking at.
Can see it, that's true, yeah.
That's probably right. Where I've been going wrong, to be honest.
Right.
Okay.
The score is it's 2-0 still to Ramesh, I think.
Three, okay. No?
Three, yeah, three.
Three. Come on.
Okay. This is
The Decider.
Yes, this is Decider. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It sounds sort of like a 70s sitcom.
I've got some clues for this one. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Okay, go.
Oh, De La Soul, Me, Myself, and I, Rupert.
Yes, that's the one.
Clawing it back.
Is that De La Soul?
Yeah.
That was De La Soul, yeah.
Oh, hello, what song was that?
That was I Know, actually.
Okay. So when Rupert said Me, Myself, and I...
I was wondering if I should let that one go, yeah.
Come on, man, I need this.
How are we doing? Any more?
Well, yeah, go on, what have you got?
Best of five.
I have got another three or four.
Okay, great. Let's do one.
Okay.
Ramesh!
Yeah.
This is Eminem. My name is.
My name is.
Even
that's
I
right. Do you know who this was sampled from?
No.
This was Labby Siffre, but the interesting thing is that the bass player is Dave from Chaz and Dave.
And that is interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought you'd find it interesting.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't hear a word you said.
Oh, man. Well, it's been a pleasure.
Can I ask you about that?
Have you got more questions, Alex? Or can we ask more questions?
You go for it. You ask me questions.
What don't you like about hip-hop?
Did I answer that one?
Yeah, you did. I'll read you what you said.
Can I ask you then? Hey, Ramesh, what don't I like about hip-hop?
What you don't like about hip-hop is they do sing a lot about people sucking their dick and that sort of thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Why don't you remember that?
The trouble is, I've tried the sort of child-friendly playlists on...
Yeah,
on Alexa, but she's got quite a selective process. It doesn't really work. And so you think you're in a PG playlist and then suddenly somebody's saying, yeah, I like to suck my dick, or you can suck my dick. And you say, Alexa, play the next track. And the next one's often worse. But they seem to be the best songs have.
I would say that's a very good observation, is that a lot of very good hip hop songs are about having your dick sucked. Well, certainly involve it.
Yeah. I think it is my biggest problem with it, really, in that you can't play it in the car with the kids. Mm. You can't play it in the... You know, we have music on all the time. Mm. And I can't really play hip-hop, I suppose, unless you're playing the really sensitive versions.
How old would your kids have to be before you'd feel comfortable about playing music with swearing in it?
Swearing's fine. It's when it's literally, suck my dick. You know, that's the specific phrase I've got a problem with.
Yeah,
we haven't had that conversation yet about why that might be a nice thing. so I think that's I'm particularly squeamish about that line. Pretty much every other word or phrase I'm all right with.
Right, right, got you. Got you.
So
got you.
I just need an Alexa playlist of hip hop which doesn't include the phrase suck my dick. You know, it says that? Must include. It should say must not include suck my dick.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I don't want to say to Alexa, play all hip hop songs that don't include suck my dick. Go on then. Next question, Ramesh.
Oh, next question.
Yes, that one's over.
What are you listening to at the moment, hip hop wise?
It doesn't just have to be hip hop though.
That's all right. I have tried. So I really got into Kendrick Lamar for a bit, but I would say it's not a relaxing listen.
No. What would you recommend for a relaxing listen, Alex?
Hip hop wise?
No, just generally. If I wanted to relax.
I listen to either Jazz FM or Classic FM, genuinely. What I use music for is, so most of my job now is coming up with half a joke. So I come up with all the tasks and taskmasters. So I go for long drives or long walks with music in my headphones, and I don't want to be interrupted from thinking, but I need some noise in there. So I just like background stuff. In general, I like instrumental stuff. I like hip hop without any of the words.
Mm.
Is there a genre for that? Instrumental hip hop?
No, but can I recommend to you Donuts by Jay Dilla?
Yes, you can.
Mm, check it out. Okay. I like it.
Maybe I'll think of some tasks with that in my head. But I also, if I listen to an album enough, so the Janelle Monáe album, or. No, I haven't got a second example. That album, I listened to it loads and loads. So you know when an album just becomes, you sort of stop listening to it, it's just noise now. So that's fine for me. That's a relaxing listen.
Okay.
And then it's going to stuff like the Bomb Funk MCs.
Right.
Ears are pricking up.
Yeah, suddenly. That's the most interesting. That's the most recognition we've seen, inclusive of the bassline composition that we did.
I've had a great night.
Yeah.
Well, remind me of the Bum Funks. What was their go-to number?
Freestyler. That's the only song.
Freestyler!
Yeah, that's the one.
Rock a microphone. Like that.
Yeah, I don't know what type of music that is.
Okay, have you got any more questions? Because I've run out.
I haven't. I mean, Willett had another ambitious thing.
Should we get him back?
No. What he wanted to do, he wanted to... he's quite good. He wants to sample some of our speech and turn it into a hip-hop track because he likes sort of laying down beats and stuff.
Can you do that?
Yeah, he's surprisingly good.
So the respect you showed him when he came on sort of belies the level of talent he's got, really.
Yeah, that's sort of our gimmick, really. So he suggested that we have a normal chat about something like furniture.
Mm. Okay.
And he's going to just turn it into a classic hip-hop track.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah? Rupert, I thought you could do the chorus, because the hip-hop tracks tend to have a good sung chorus, don't they?
I can do that, yeah.
Can you do quite a high-pitched voice, Rupert?
Yeah, I think so.
I've got a chorus line which was, forget about adultery, I'm going to commit upholstery.
Okay, I might have to write that down.
You're going to have to write that down?
I'm very slow.
I think a lot of people do that with choruses, don't they? Because choruses is notoriously hard to remember. Forget about adultery, I'm going to commit upholstery.
Gotcha.
And the rest of the time, I think it's just me and you, just couplets. We'll just say some opinions about furniture, Ramesh.
Are you going to cue me for my...
Well, you won't need cueing. You'll know when to launch in with that.
So forget about adultery, I'm going to...
Oh, my God.
Commit upholstery.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. This could be the Comic Relief single, so
this could get to number one.
Make an effort.
So are we just talking about furniture, are we?
Yeah, I've got a question for you, and then you can take it from there.
All right.
I want to talk to you about furniture. Do you have much to say about your furniture?
I've got a fair bit to say about my furniture, yeah. I mean, first of all, I would say we don't have enough furniture, and actually I think it's high time we bought some more furniture.
This is good, because he'll sample that, he'll sort of make you loop it and stuff.
Okay.
I sometimes sit on my sofa for 8 hours at a time, and when I stand up, my back hurts.
I've got a dining table and a set of chairs, and the chairs make my back hurt as well, actually. And actually, I think to myself, I was quite lucky that we don't eat for too long a time, because I think if we did eat for a very long time on these chairs, it would start to cause me some ongoing problems.
Yeah, well, we're sort of similar. In the kitchen, we've got some very old chairs, and my wife thinks we should get some new ones, but I don't want to.
We've got a sort of a pl- plush love seat thing that my wife thought was a good idea, but actually we've not been able to find a use for it. Or and actually when we do sit in it, it feels pretty unwieldy as a thing.
I think that's where the chorus would come in, probably.
Forget about adultery, I'm gonna commit upholstery. I'll go again. Do you want me to sing it or just say it?
I think you've got to sing it, but better.
Okay. Still high.
A high-pitched voice, Rupert?
Yeah, I think so.
Forget about adultery, I'm going to commit upholstery.
I might have to write that down.
You're going to have to write that down.
I might have to write that down.
You're going to have to write that down.
I might have to write that down. I'm very slow. I might have to write that down.
You're going to have to write that
down. I'm very slow.
Forget about adultery, I'm going to commit upholstery.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Forget about adultery, I'm going to... Gotcha. I'm very slow.
Gotcha.
I'm very slow. Forget about adultery, I'm going to... I'm very slow.
Oh, my God.
Commit upholstery.
Oh, my God.
I'm very slow.
Oh, my God.
This could get to number one.
So what are we just talking about furniture, are we?
I want to talk to you about furniture. Do you have much to say about your furniture?
I've got a fair bit to say about my furniture, yeah. I mean, first of all, I would say we don't have enough furniture.
I sometimes sit on my sofa 8 hours at a time, and when I stand up, my back hurts.
I've got a dining table and a set of chairs. The chairs make my back hurt as well, actually. If we did eat for a very long time on these chairs, it would start to cause me some ongoing problems.
Sort of similar. In the kitchen, we've got some very old chairs, and my wife thinks we should get some new ones. But I don't want to.
We've got a plush love seat thing. Unwieldy as a thing. Plush love seat thing. Unwieldy as a thing.
Forget about adultery. I'm gonna commit upholstery. Forget about adultery. I'll go again. I'm gonna commit upholstery. Forget about adultery. I'll go again. I'm gonna commit upholstery. Forget about adultery. I'll go again. I'm gonna commit upholstery. Rubbish. I'll go again. Do you want me to sing it or just say it?
Oh, really good. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, the people wanted it.
The people
they
got
wanted
it.
This to happen, and the people have got it now. Yeah. And I hope that they're happy.
I hope they're happy. Know? I hope all the people are happy. And I guess this. Hopefully, this will be the last Comic Relief because it will do the trick this time.
Yes, I think we sort of completed it.
I'm not sure we'll be dead by the next one anyway. So
good point. Yes, yeah.
And if we'll you have your way, song. Rupert.
Yeah. Well, that'd be nice,
I'd love cause... that. Do you know what? I'd love that. So, you know what? After you play Mama Said Knock You Out, a little bit of commit upholstery at my funeral would be lovely.
I could do that as a sort of a solo.
Yeah, a little choir just, the front.
And now one of Romish's dear friends, Rupert, is here to sing something that means a lot to him about with regards to Romish. Over to you, Rupert.
That's the room.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if we'd sung it then, wouldn't it?
It would have. I mean, that's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, no, I saw
Let's do it again. Okay. Just before we bring the service to an end, we'd like to bring to the front of the room a very close friend of Romish for many, many years. It's Rupert Majendy, who would love to perform a little piece for you.
Forget about adultery, I'm gonna commit upholstery. And put a nice echo on there like it's in a church.
Would you just do it once like that?
Yeah.
I mean, the intro was longer than the performance.
I think once and then sprint out of the church.
Yeah. Or jump into the coffin.
Yeah. Straddle the coffin. Slap the coffin.
Well, thank you, Alex, for joining. You're not joining us. For merging with us.
Yeah, thank you for merging with us.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it went without a hitch, pretty
That's
much.
Great. Hitchless, yeah. Completely hitchless.
Over the years, your Red Nose Day donations have made life better for people all across the world. You've helped some of the most vulnerable people in society find safety and support and turn their lives around. But in a year when everything changed, people already living the toughest lives were hit the hardest. We've lost a lot, but we still have the power to change each other's lives through kindness and...
laughter!
Yes, it is laughter. It is laughter. Please help us make this Red Nose Day the best yet. Head to comicrelief.com/podcast mashup or text COMIC to 70205 to give £5 and support people living incredibly tough lives right now. To donate £5, text the word COMIC to 70205. Text cost your donation amount plus your standard network message charge, and 100% of your donation will go to Comic Relief, a registered charity. You must be 16 or over, and please ask the bill payer's permission. For full terms and conditions, please visit comicrelief.com/podcast mashup. Goodbye.
OK, that is it from us now. Please, can I have some sort of funky guitar, please, to sign off in an appropriate way?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, think again.
How dare you?
Mark Brown
has picked
up. It seems
unlikely, doesn't it?
Wrap your ears around this. Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Good God.
Thanks to Joel Porter and Joe Walker for their hard work on this. Thanks to Rupert Magendie for his hard work on this. Thanks to John Harris at Acast for making this happen. Thanks to the band, that's Willett, Joe, Mark, the pianist, and Ben. Thanks to Romesh for being our best guest ever, and for me for being his best guest ever by miles. This has been a mashup for Comic Relief. There will be more details immediately after this. But guys, goodbye. See you next week for a full series of the Horn Section Podcast. Bye!
Bye!
The Horn Section Podcast with Robin!
Go boom, explosions, overpowering, over the competition. I'm towering, wrecking shop. When I drop these lyrics, make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare, you better move. Don't ever compare me to the rest that get sliced and diced. The competition's paying the price. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
Now she got some excellent garden furniture. Now she got some excellent garden furniture. Now she got some excellent garden furniture. And you can leave the cushions on, the cushions on, the cushions on all year round.
I'll tell you one of my favourite things that I bought is I got a gaming chair. What's really good about that is it sort of looks a bit like a sports car kind of driving seat. It's so incredibly comfortable. The only downside of it is that it looks weird.
Just going back to my garden furniture, apparently they use yacht technology. The material is, it uses yacht technology. It's the sort of material they use on yachts. And that's why it doesn't get affected by the rain or the wind.
We've got a bed where you press a button on the side of it and the TV comes up. You press a button on the side of it and the TV comes up. You press a button on the side of it and the TV comes up. Tacky and horrible. Tacky.
It sounds like I don't want one with a TV attachment.
Functionally, having a bed with a TV attachment is great. You think you live in a 1998 episode of MTV Cribs.
Yeah, that's probably enough, isn't it, I reckon? That'll give me something to work on. I mean, if he can weave that into a genuinely good hip-hop tune... I mean, if he can weave that into a genuinely good hip-hop tune... I mean, if he can weave that into a genuinely good hip-hop tune... I mean, if he can weave that into a genuinely good hip-hop tune... then he should have his own podcast, I think.
He absolutely should. Rupert, you all right?
Yeah. I just get nervous.
Forget about adultery. I'm gonna commit upholstery. Forget about adultery. I'm gonna commit upholstery. Forget about adultery. I'm
gonna commit upholstery. Forget about adultery. I'm gonna commit upholstery. Rubbish.
Jesus.
I'll go again. Do you want me to sing it or just say it?
To donate £5, text the word comic to 70205. Text cost your donation amount, plus your standard network message charge, and 100% of your donation will go to Comic Relief, a registered charity. You must be 16 or over, and please ask the bill payer's permission. For full terms and conditions, visit comicrelief.com/podcastmashup.